We are rolling here in New York City. Guess who I ran into? Mr. Brian Bodell. How are you, Brian?
Well, thank you, Michael. Great to see you.
Good to see you as well. Finovation. How are things going at Finovation these days?
Things are going pretty well. Yeah. We're a small banking software company. Mm-hmm. Notice I'm not saying fintech. So we basically provide app dev, mobile and web app dev, and a lot of systems integration. Mm-hmm. And as you know, we've been working with credit unions for many years.
Yeah.
And with co-op specifically for a lot of years. Mm-hmm. So things are going pretty well. And we're very happy the co-op conference is in New York. Since based in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, two subway stops away, so we're all good.
Perfect. Yeah, tell me about the partnership with you guys and co-op. What's involved there?
Sure. So we actually, just to date myself, we started working with SCC, CUSC, and FSCC mm-hmm. on the shared branch side in the early days. And then when they were acquired sequentially by co-op, we continue to work with them on multiple levels, from some of their mobile application development, app and their web development, so some of the Sprig products, co-op mobile, teller systems, and things along those lines, an authentication solution. But most importantly, we've been working with, and co-op invested in Finovation in 2013.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
And we produced a enterprise service bus, an integration platform, which mm-hmm. we know a lot about and have done. So it's basically connecting or integrating all these disparate systems that co-op and financial institutions and other technology mm-hmm. companies use in banking.
So it makes everything a little bit more efficient, a little
more
cohesive.
Yes, a little more efficient, more stable, more efficient, and obviously, faster in a lot of ways. Yeah. And obviously, there are a lot of systems that are being used consistently mm-hmm. that don't all speak the same language. So you need someone to kind of sit in the middle and translate.
Be the translator. I like it. Yes. All right. So on your panel yesterday, you discussed the importance of a seamless member experience.
Yes.
We're all talking seamless member experience these days, but what exactly is that? Why is it so important these
days? Good question. And obviously everyone has their own definition.
Yeah.
I mean, seamless member experience, people have been discussing that for 10 plus years, mm-hmm. and it is the right focus. How is the member interacting with the credit union? The challenge is the credit unions use so many different systems from so many different places, and I think often credit unions, financial institutions, and quite frankly even in other industries, the organizations are siloed, but they're also their applications, their technology is siloed, and often kind of a legacy system. So it's not like you can go and just build a new house and start over. Credit unions aren't going to wipe out the credit union and start over.
Right.
They need to figure out how to operate with these various silos and legacy systems. So the seamless experience, member experience that we discussed yesterday was really about allowing the member to do what they want in the channel they want, whether it's on mobile or the branch or ATM or contact center or whatever, when they want, and also to support starting and stopping. If they start, let's say, a loan application process online, they want to finish in the branch, that's great.
Okay.
So the main point with all that is it's got to be strategy first. The credit unions need to say, these are our members' needs, this is what we want to do strategically, mm-hmm. and then they need to figure out how to execute that. And that's everything from, as they say, people, process, and technology. From our perspective, we look at it from a technical architecture perspective. Mm-hmm. How do we make sure that all these systems are, getting the same data, and they're delivering the same information to the member, regardless if you're going to the contact center, or if you're going to the ATM, mm-hmm. or if you're going to, your mobile device. So, it's really important to kind of work with the whole team to understand, what are you trying to accomplish, and how do we deliver on that?
Mm-hmm. It's so complicated. Listening to you talk about it, it's so complicated, but
it's a
pretty much
concept,
your job. Simple,
It's a simple concept, but you're right. It's very complicated to execute because, again, you have siloed systems, siloed people,
siloed
processes. And so credit unions, have been working at this, and many have done a tremendous job of just trying to, if they don't eliminate it, and they're not going to easily, at least mask it so the member doesn't have to put up with the less than fun experience in some cases.
No doubt. Yeah, because what I was getting at is, from a credit union's perspective, your head's got to be spinning a little bit with all these moving parts. But you guys kind of bring it all together, right?
Well, yeah, on our side. But, I feel horrible for credit unions. I mean, you've got all these vendors, all these systems, all these demands, regulatory compliance demands. They've got to do so many things and make it work.
Mm-hmm.
And so trying to tie all this together, one, strategically, but then, again, from a process and technology perspective, it's brutal. So
mm-hmm.
I'm not surprised it's still a discussion.
And
because you had said it earlier. I mean, just the expectations. Everybody wants, you know, Netflix, Amazon, you know, Facebook type of experiences that are fast, efficient, doesn't matter what system, you know, you're using or where. And we need to kind of adapt to that model.
It's a tall order, though, for a credit union, you know, because Amazon there and those folks are kind of at the peak of what's going on right now as far as user experience.
As well.
A little bit.
Different market cap.
You know, but folks like you and other, you know, helping them get there. So.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, Co-op's focus all along has been, you know, hey, we're here to come together to deliver real value to the credit union. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do that from everything from purchasing power to different applications and systems and data, and provide some of that expertise and that support that the credit unions need. So, you know, they've done a great job on that and continue to, you know, with the TMG acquisition was obviously a brilliant move. And, you know, I think the market's really positive about that. So they're working hard to help create that seamless and secure, you know, member experience on multiple levels, and they have the resources and the expertise to do it.
Yeah, and in the end, the credit unions remain relevant because they're on the top of this thing. So, and they're providing it. So, very cool stuff. Very cool stuff. So, how do you solve the friction issue? I know that's a loaded question. It's a big question, but how do you solve it?
Yeah, exactly. So solving it, I think, is unfortunately a bit of a stretch. But I mean, you know, to your point is, you know, and we talked about it on the panel and with the working groups yesterday, it really is all about trying to understand what your member is doing, how they're interacting with the credit union, where are those friction points, both, you know, speak with your members, speak with your frontline staff, but also look at the data, where, you know, how are people interacting and where are they having problems? Are they dropping off at a, you know, a particular spot in a loan application? Are they getting confused when you're talking to them on contact center? Are they having problems with authentication? You know, whatever it is. Yeah. So the key issue is first identifying the biggest pain points within the credit union, then from there understand, you know, what are the challenges that need to be addressed. And that could be a system issue, it could be a, you know, a training issue, it could be a multitude of issues. Yeah. But, you know, again, from our side, the geeky, you know, we call ourselves kind of financial plumbers at times, but, you know, the geeky architecture side, our focus is get these systems connected and get the data from these systems so, you know, the member is getting the same information from any channel, and then also have that data ready from an analytics perspective, you know, whether that's on a sales and perspective, a support perspective, or a fraud detection perspective. So, you know, again, going with the co-op focus on seamless and secure, you know, they're able to interact with the credit union the way they want and do so in a secure way. So how do you solve it? Friction, you know, you've got a strategy first and get the data, understand where the problems are, and then try to address those individual problems.
Okay, so. And we have some fans over here for you, Brian.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Your fan club.
Yeah.
Hey, let's talk CUFX. A little switching gears here. Yeah. This is something we haven't talked about in a little while. Yeah. What, for folks out there who may be new to it, can you give us a quick update on what it is, and then where are we with it?
Yeah, great question. So CUFX is a credit union financial exchange, and it basically came out of the CUNA Technology Council, a great group of credit union leaders that are consistently looking at what are the technical challenges that credit unions have. And traditionally, everyone has been frustrated by, we're not able to launch new and unique solutions quickly and cost effectively because they have all these siloed systems and these they have to spend all this time integrating these systems. So you get a new mobile banking solution, you get a new loan origination system, a new teller system, whatever it may be, and then it's, you know, 8 months later and a tremendous amount of money to integrate. So they're saying, how do we address this? So years ago, people on the CTC, and we often refer to Jeff Johnson, you know, at Baxter, who's great guy, father of all this, basically said, you know, we can adopt a standard. So they actually looked at existing standards in the marketplace like OFX, IFX, but these are essentially just data integration standards. So again, pretty geeky stuff, but it's essentially a language. So rather than if I'm a mobile banking provider and I need to speak, you know, Latin to one person, you know, French to another, Spanish to another, and everything along those lines, it takes a long time to do all that kind of translation.
Right, right.
With CUFX, it's basically saying, I just need to speak Latin, and everyone will accept Latin.
Nice. Okay.
So that's been the initiative, and it's supported by a lot of credit unions, a lot of vendors, and, you know, there have been, you know, maybe 10 implementations out there, maybe another 10 kind of in flight, where people are using CUFX, including Finovation, to connect, you know, let's say a mobile or digital banking solution to, you know, a bus, an enterprise service bus like ours, and then now two cores. So it's really about making integration faster, more efficient, more cost effective, and stop, you know, with the redundancy where you have people saying, oh, I've got to plug into all these different systems with all these different languages. So it's and everybody's doing it. So there's just a lot of inefficiency in the system. That being said, it's a standard, getting people to adopt a new standard. It's a process. It's a pain in the ass, quite frankly. And there are a lot of issues behind it. Another interesting or exciting initiative around it is the CU Ledger initiative, which is the distributed ledger initiative that the credit union industry has, you know, and I know, you know, CUNA's been
really behind it,
doing a great job with that. CUFX is involved in that as well.
So some
of the CUFX standard and the technology is involved in the, you know, CU Ledger initiative, which, you know, initially they're focused on, you know, member, know your own customer, know your own member information. So from a security perspective, so there are a lot of fun initiatives that are coming out of CU Ledger as well.
Right
so on. CUFX is part of it.
Right on. All right, last question for you, because I know you got a couple of more things to do
good.
Here at the show. Hey, your take on Thinkaway. What do you want to take? Your take on Thinkaway? Your takeaway on Think. What's your take? I mean, what are you going to take back to Finovation and to provide your clients as well?
Yeah, no, that's great. I mean, aside from enjoying the cuisine, as I always do.
Good food here.
Co-op does a tremendous job. I mean, I've been to, you know, a lot of conferences, and Think's been fascinating because every single year they really change it up and, you know, provide, you know, the great content and the great speakers and the great formats. And again, obviously, I'm very happy about the New York venue.
Yes.
I mean, my takeaway is really that everything that's been discussed and the focus here in terms of not just talking about how we need to have a proper, you know, focus on the member and the digital strategies related to that, because that's been discussed for a long time, but, you know, the conference has brought it to a level of how do we actually execute this. So what am I taking back? I'm taking back two things. One, some more, you know, specificity on how to address some of these issues, and another one is really just anytime spending time with credit unions, I just learn a ton in terms of, and continually get updated on what their needs are. And then third, I think there's just been, this has been a big conference for co-op, just in the sense that because of the new management team coming in, you know, the TMG acquisition and partnership and what's rolling out. So my takeaway is there's, you know, a lot of change, and it's good.
Yeah.
So I think it's pretty exciting time period.
Good to hear. Great message to end on. Yeah. Brian, always a pleasure, man.
Michael,
thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well done.